The room beyond is pitch black, but when you proceed to open the door, it must have triggered sensors. The lights dial up very slowly, not to full brightness, but to kind of a dim and shadowed level. The vast hangar does have a ship at the far end, and nearer, a pedestal, with a silver shining key card on top. And next to it, a kind of green orb? Blob? It's perfectly round and shiny. It reflects the overhead lights, which are getting just a bit brighter. You step into the room. The orb notices you. It has no face. It has no eyes. But you know it senses you, and you have its undivided attention. The top of it begins to foam and bubble, burbling like water from some subterranean well, escaping to the surface of the orb. It rises, rises from the 3-foot-tall orb upward until it stands 6 or 7 feet tall in total height. From the top of the green cylinder emerges a wave of goo that forms itself into something like a shapely feminine torso. Second by second, the degree of definition increases, and pert breasts form on the front. Deep insets in the ball at the top, the rapidly forming head, turn into glistening green eyes, with long eyelashes, full porn star lips, long falls of hair, a mane in impossibly teased tresses, that'd take hours to make happen in the real world. But it's all glistening, dripping, reminding you just how gooey she is. Those breasts from before, pert B cups, are ballooning up and out. She's staring at you as her body changes, gauging your reaction as her boobs with their bare and pointy nipples get fuller and fuller. It's just a torso, from the belly up. No legs, just the ball down below. She has long arms with dainty fingers. She brings one hand up under her bee-stung lips and blows you a kiss. This girl resembles nothing so much as the most body-modded porn actress you could find on the extranet. And her boobs are getting so big. You're losing sight of her flat and faux-muscled tummy. You know it's all goo, shape-shifting. The primary quality of the Galotian race. Well, one of the primary qualities. The codex at your waist beeps, and you somehow know it's just added an entry on Galotians. The lime-hued megaporn starlet bats perfectly defined, yet slightly drippy eyelashes. Wouldn't you like me to milk all the yummy fluids out of you? Just surrender now, and you'll enjoy it. She's between you and the pedestal with the ship's key, and doesn't seem inclined to let you pass. In fact, she's on the verge of pouncing.
You're going to be so delicious.
She flows over the floor, shockingly fast for something that looks like a big gooey ball. There's a flash of blue light in the air between you, and the huge holographic face of Victor Steele is there, smiling at you.
Now, don't go misjudging Selyse, sport. She's not going to respect you unless you earn it. But she's a wonderful girl with simple needs.
She wants you.
She's sexually attracted to you. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Try a physical attack.
Damn it, Dad.
You raise your knife. The busty green protein predator looks sulky. You dive at her and deliver a practiced slash. Combat training was part of your education. The knife wound closes instantly.
Oh, you wanna play, huh? Come on, just relax. Ignore the old guy and focus on me.
She raises her glistening boobs, letting them drop. The glowing blue face of the old man, the only thing keeping you from getting too turned on by the creature in front of you, speaks up.
Try an energy weapon shot, maybe?
He sounds amused, even from beyond the grave. You dash backwards, boots sliding along the floor of the hangar, as the green, glistening woman continues rubbing her own boobs. You level your gun during the slide and clip off 3 quick blasts. The burning smell of laser fire fills the air.
Splorch!
The holes close over instantly.
Still tickles, honey. I'm gonna really love licking you all over.
Her tongue extends from between those impossibly plush lips and hangs down between her huge tits, slobbering almost a foot long. Every part of her looks squishy, soft, and inviting. You find yourself wondering what it might be like to just fall into that ball of loving, sex-hungry goo.
No luck, huh?
Says the glowing blue hologram from above.
If you had an incendiary weapon, that might work. But those are rare because of cost. Fortunately, there's a trick. Try teasing her. Show off your body. Seduce her. Glotians are far too horny all the time to resist temptation. Sexual allure always works, and it's also their preferred weapon. They're gentle and empathetic creatures, so they'll always try to seduce you. And if you seduce back, they'll lose against all but the horniest travelers.
Then the hologram winks out, leaving you alone with the green woman who is once more sliding toward you. Here goes nothing. You slide your clothing out of the way, pulling down your pants and underwear enough to show off your sex. You're already soaked. You've been staring at her mega-sized tits and the dripping wetness of her lips. How good it would feel to let her lap at your cunt and run her tongue over your clit. Even thinking about it briefly has you lost in wondering over the possibilities. You slide your clothing out of the way, pulling down your pants and underwear enough to show off your sex. You're already soaked. You've been staring at her mega-sized tits and the dripping wetness of her lips. How good it would feel to let her lap at your cunt and run her tongue over your clit. Even thinking about it briefly has you lost in wondering over the possibilities. Galotians are true shapeshifters. They can manifest cocks, tentacles, anything they want. And they manifest them for real. So she'd have as much sensitivity on a tentacle sliding into you as anyone might have on a cock. Or she could adjust to have multiple tongues, mouths. You come down from your possibility high, ditching your fantasies for the moment. Come on, the real deal is right in front of you. And you like watching her be so horny she has to finger and fist herself just to maintain cohesion and stay focused. You spread your pussy. It drips. Your clit is on display as you address her directly, seducing further. Like what you see, you say, sliding your slippery fingers inside and spreading to show off your inner folds. By sheer luck, a dribble of your fluids was stuck inside, and heavy droplets of your honey drool down from the recently opened slit to the pussy-hungry green woman in front of you. This is just too much. You didn't think it was possible for someone's eyes to roll back in their head when those eyes were made of goo and only barely showing something that passes for a pupil. But the woman's eyes definitely roll back in her head. She slides her hands over her own body, pinching her gooey nipples and reacting with a full body shiver. Then she begins to fist herself. She doesn't bother forming a vagina where you would expect one to be. She just slides her hand in and out of holes which conveniently form on her surface, featuring lips and needy aroused erect clits with their hoods pulled back. Her sensitive spots are wherever she happens to have her hands at that moment. It must feel amazing. But she shivers and orgasms ecstatically as she squeezes down around her own forearm. She's pumping her arms into herself, multiple places forming, squeezing, sucking orifices as she fucks herself, and it doesn't seem to be doing the job. In a desperate whine, she begs, "Fuck me, please, come on, fuck me. Don't you want to? Please?" She's backed away from the pedestal, so you step forward and take the keys, tucking them into your codex. The blob of masturbating, mindless Galician goo girl is still there, and you have to consider what to do with her. Then the hologram pops back in for Victor to explain.
"Solis here was one of my first companions. Galotians are fierce, loyal, and they'll satisfy you any time, in any way you want."
The green goo girl, disheveled, her hands down on the deck plates of the hangar so it looks like she's bowing to you, too exhausted to lift herself more, her tongue extended and drooling, nods affirmatively to what the blue light hologram is saying.
"If you give her what she needs, she'd probably be loyal and follow you too."
Solis is looking up at you with puppy dog eyes. "Well, no. Her eyes are glued between your legs, on where your reconcealed slit would be."
"You'll do me proud out there," says the hologram. "So, here's your first choice. You're on your own, but I've given you the best start I can."
The hologram winks out, and you're once more alone with Solis, the green goo girl now just humping the air ridiculously, ineffectually, considering she is a 3-foot-tall goo orb instead of legs. You've defeated your opponent, not by throwing a punch, but by just showing off your body and inviting her to fantasize about it. You slip your clothing off and walk toward her. You strip slowly, just to see how she masturbates more desperately. When you unveil your pussy once more, she stops masturbating entirely, using the juices from her many forming pussies to lubricate her huge breasts instead, oiling them until the huge globes that hide her entire body from just above her belly button up to her neck, as those huge globes bounce and jiggle with impossible goo physics. While she's trying pretty hard to stay in the form of the huge titted bimbo from before, she occasionally loses track and falls into more of a general gelatinous shape, with just her arms, mouth, tongue, her sex with its distended clit showing. She always keeps the face and mane of hair, and something like shoulders, so the effect is like watching a hot woman emerge coated from a gooey pool. Your pussy is drooling and robbing her of focus. From the first moment she saw it, her eyes have been open wide and locked on target. Celise is gasping, her lips parting, and a huge tongue extended toward you. You nod, acknowledging that you are willing to feed her.
Oh, yes, you won't regret it. I'll be the best little pussy-slurping slut you could ask for. Just for you.
She pours across the ground toward you, the big bee-stung lips spread wide, and a tongue extending ahead of her as if magnetically drawn to your slit. Her head is going right between your legs. But the rest of her body just keeps flowing, like a jade wave over the rest of you. Your nude body is swept up off the ground and into her embrace, and it is an embrace. She simulates hands massaging all over, groping all over, and tongues worshipping your body as well. As everything below your neck is immersed in her, she begins worshipping your body and paying particular attention to your pussy. She is replacing your fluids with her own green-tinged drool from her long tongue. She pushes it inside you almost immediately, swirling it around. But her huge lips are also expanding, inflating, so she can suck your entire pussy into her mouth. Fasten it there. From within that space, tongues extend and lick your clit, pushing its hood back, vibrating against it. Not quite tongues, more like pseudopods, fastened on your clit, and vibrating like a souped-up sex toy. She makes moaning, purring sounds, emphasizing your deliciousness, her desire, as she worships your slit in earnest. The tongue spreads you, growing and shrinking in size, getting your wetness all soaked up. In fact, parts of her tongue seem to be extending small suction bits that tug away all the moisture, except the green sexual lubricant she leaves behind. Her body is wrapping around your legs, your arms, and she moans the more of you she touches. Celise is enjoying every lick on your body. From her internals lapping like tongues, to the way her huge lips and tongue are assailing your pussy with fucking, spreading, gushing pleasure, she tugs her lips away just for a second. Just long enough for you to differentiate between being trapped under her attentions and having your pussy untouched. Every inch of your body is being licked, especially your feet and legs, which are buried in her and spread very wide. In fact, looking down, you see that she is coiled around most of your body, like a lubricated jade snake, except for the bimbo lips, and the also snake-like tongue that's waiting near your pussy, waiting to resume licking. Before your eyes, she laps some drool from the corner of her mouth, and then runs it in a slow, long course from the base of your slit up to your clit. Purely externally, the very tiny and prehensile tip of that tongue is coiled around your clit, moving up and down, stroking it with the spongy, gooey tissue of her mouth appendage. Then she slides forward and fastens those huge lips, pulling your clit into her mouth. It is hot and wet, wetter than you might have expected, and she sucks so eagerly, desperately. You throw back your head and moan. losing track of the action. And it is really incredible to feel this shape-shifting woman teasing your body all over when you can't even watch to predict what she's going to do next. You shudder. You'd be laying on the floor, your knees giving out, if not for the fact that she's holding you up, restraining and binding you in place for your own safety. You get enough willpower from out of the pussy pleasure haze to lock eyes on her licking mouth and her long fall of hair and her head just lodged between your legs. Every piece of information arrives disjointed in your mind, along with at least 10 new ways her pseudopods and many tongues and entire body is worshipping you closer to orgasm. Her eyes are closed, but she's breathing, or at least simulating breathing, sucking deep breaths in through her nose, while her mouth dedicates itself to your slit and your clit. While most of her is eagerly licking you, her mouth, her head is between your legs. And you can still move your arms. There's no way she wants you to close them and deprive her of her prize. Not that you would now. You sink your hands into her hair, which is gooey and gelatinous, but also strangely soft and smooth. You grab her head and push her into place between your legs. She lets out an ecstatic squeal at your direction, covering your pussy completely and forming a vacuum seal around it as best she can, while her tongue is still strumming your clitoris. She's right where she wants to be, and it is driving her wild. It isn't just her mouth and tongue dedicated to worship of your pussy. There's also pseudopods forming, massaging your ass, pinching your nipples, two particularly long ones slapped down on your nipples, fastening and milking at them. One slides up next to your ear, and you hear what must be a tiny mouth upon the tentacle-like appendage. "How am I doing, hot stuff?" You tell her she's doing well, and grip her head harder to affirm it, fucking her mouth, her face, your juices running all over, and being just as quickly lapped up, grinding your pussy against her. You may have given in to the idea of pleasure from her and feeding her your fluids, but the way she yields at the slightest touch tells you she still thinks of you as in charge, and only her enthusiasm has her spreading your legs, leaving you splayed. Held a foot off the ground in the gelatinous matrix of her licking, sucking body. You feel the tongue-like licking inside of her body, worshipping green mass. You feel it everywhere. She's lapping you all over, and all too happy to be intimate with your body. She's adoring you in the most physical and complete kind of way. The pseudopods massaging your chest are smearing her green, thin, lubricating fluids everywhere, making both of you slick with them while she sucks away. You've got a full body buzz going on, and she's now vibrating her lips and tongue against your clit with a strangely squishy precision. She can be as firm or as loose as she wants to be, and you're just now understanding all the possibilities for good feelings. You look down and see how she's got your legs in little cuffs of her body mass, holding them spread wide apart. An impossible blob taking the place of a leg spreader, while her head, her big titted torso, and her long tongue currently tormenting your pussy all focus between your legs. You look in particular at the holes around where your legs are sunk into her mass. It feels like she's licking your toes, legs, behind your knees, and shivering from doing it. You spot vaginal lifts and little soaked nubs protruding from the areas where your legs sink into her. She's fucking herself with your legs. Must be convenient to form pussies anywhere on her body she wants. The horny minx is fucking herself while she eats you out and sends tendrils all over the parts of you that aren't submerged in her. It is building your orgasm, your surrender. Your muscles are almost exhausted and can't hold out against her assault. Her tongue slides over the exterior as well as your insides. That tongue really is so long, but it makes sense. It's just another tentacle, another pseudopod, another tool for her to get the maximum pleasure and the maximum exposure to your juices. The wetter you get, the hornier and more satisfied she is. As her natural instinct to give pleasure and extract sexual fluids becomes too prominent for her to do much thinking, she's enjoying herself. Now that she's begun, she won't stop. You're going to come. She lets out a humming, buzzing sound and several exclamations, like she's trying to let you know what you already know. You're going to come. You tell her that, announcing it. You ask her if she wants to come while you're wrapped around her tongue, if she wants to feel your juices thicken and trickle down her lips, if she's going to swallow and lick and clean off your soaked pussy like a good girl. She whimpers, responding to further teasing, just as she did the first time, with abject surrender to her needs. She's no longer assertively demanding your pussy, but now just dedicating attention. When you push her head against your sex, her tongue goes deeper, but she stops moving the rest of her body, losing her focus and melting, still fucking her fluids up and down your now slick legs, while licking anywhere she can in between said losses of focus. You're close, trembling all over. You let go. You give in. You come and come, shivering, sweating, covered in her lube, your pussy lapped clean as quick as your honey can run out. In response to you coming, convulsing, pressing and grinding against her, your legs vibrating inside the pussies she forms around them, she goes wild. Completely wild. Wild, wild jiggling and shaking all over her jade body. Her lips clamped down and her eyes shut as she sucks to get every drop out of you she can. Suction cup mouth and suction pseudopods all over your pussy, deep inside, pushing on all kinds of interesting places, in combination with the full body licking everywhere else. It's an interesting feeling. Orgasming, trapped in her, losing your focus. She's heaping so much pleasure on that you almost fall backwards. She's wrapped around you like a toy, like the best sex bed in the world. You know there are pleasure stations out there that work like this, that pleasure you in all the places you want to be touched. Lick up your fluids, pursue your orgasm with single-minded AI devotion. You doubt they snuggle and coo and beg and thank you for the experience, however. you lose all tension in your body, humping in empty air, losing tension enough to stay upright, falling backwards. But she flows ahead of you like a wave, catches you, rubs and licks your back and shoulders in the process of catching. Selyse is all over you, her tongue, her mouth around your pussy, pushing inside it, sucking on your clit, extending and extending. A second orgasm is close behind. And now that you're laying on top of her, like a squishy sex bed, she can roll more toward the wall and prop you up against it, then flow over your lower body, a cocoon of goo and pleasure, pressed and adhered to the wall, trapping you there. Her tongue begins pushing in and out of you, and now that she has the leverage to pursue your orgasm, to be within her is to ride one wave after another, finding new, impossible highs with someone whose only drive, both psychological and biological, is to extract orgasm from you and revel in sucking and worshipping every fluid off your body. She forms whatever appendage she needs to. She finds her way all over you, finding what most makes you twitch and what continues the orgasm. Your pussy is pleasantly confined within her body now. She's given up on lips, on mouth, on begging. On her mouth, you are within her, and she is spreading your pussy, capturing your clit, suction and tongues everywhere that feels good. She sucks all over your body, within and inside. She forms extra mouths just to kiss and extend secondary tongues to flourish all over. Equal attention is paid to the clit and the insides of your pussy, and she's forming constant tentacles to tease you elsewhere, even running some of her greenish sexual fluid over your lips, pressing on your nipples, kneading and massaging your tits. She teases everywhere, and she's getting off on learning about your body so intimately. You know she loves it, because she's orgasming, squealing, letting out exclamations and sighs. No words left to her, which makes her jiggle and vibrate all over you and against you, which sparks more climax. But her stamina is limitless, far beyond yours. When you fell back, she took it for granted that she should keep pleasuring you. Right on the heel of your first orgasm comes another. Another, her long tongue and dedicated sucking. Plus, the full body all over licking is such a turn-on when combined with her dedication to your body. The many mouths move in perfect unison, and any time you think the pleasure is slacking, it was just a ruse to get you going again a moment later. Your whole body shakes with it, but you're supported, safe, and any time you think your muscles can't take any more, she gently kisses them, blows on your skin, playfully giggles, laps up a loose bit of your juices that she missed, and dives right back on with the pussy-seeking pseudopod she was once disguising as her mouth. She's loving it. She's too horny for words, too. She shakes when she thrusts her body on and off your legs and arms. Every squeeze of your pussy seems to hit a clit she's formed at the tip of her tongue. You amuse yourself by finding enough purchase in the grip of her gooey green lovemaking to grab the back of her head and thrust onto her tongue, riding it like a sexual organ, humping it a few times. This seems to fuck all the thoughts right out of her head, and she goes still for a few seconds. Another, than orgasmic seizing and jiggling when you're fucking your pussy onto her tongue. She gives you a no fair pouty look and goes back to work until you think your body can't take it anymore. You're sure if she goes just one more time, it might actually do damage. But no sooner do you think that, and your pleasure haze, your orgasm gasping, your full body soaked down, licked clean aftershocks, then she sets you down on the deck plate slowly and slides off of you. She's back in composed mega-porn starlet form. No longer looking like a blob of tongues and tentacles that was rubbing you down and desperately extracting your pussy juices a moment before. She covers her mouth and gently wipes it on the back of her palm.
Can I come with you?
You don't take long to nod, and she flows across the floor to cuddle up next to you. She actually forms a pair of legs so she can twine them with yours. She's getting you gooey and wet, but then licks her own secretions and yours back up again. It's a weird way to snuggle, but not unwelcome.
You can use me anytime. Anytime you come back to your ship, all horny, but want to be safe from aliens and strangers. Don't want to get knocked up with any alien young, right? Well, I can't get you pregnant, so I'll be there. Your perfect pussy-licking cunt slut, horny little crewmate on your ship, right? And if you ever morph appendages or a cock, well, I'll enjoy anything. As long as it's you, right? Want more?
You shake your head, telling her you're good, and she only pouts for a second before burying her very wet face into your chest and snuggling quietly. She gradually loses form, perhaps because she's just fed, but it's kind of fun to hug her in her sleeping Galotian gooball form too. Like a body pillow that begs to eat you out and lick your whole body all over. You'll have to see if there's a bathtub on the ship she can sleep in, but first problems first. You're going to have to find the strength to walk to the other hangar and check out your ship in the first place. And you'll need to wash off the juices and green slime lube all over your body.